Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I don't know. Honestly, I had a rather manic weekend, so I'm kind of glad that I'm just sitting here relaxing, doing the show with you. But it was a great, great weekend. Just really busy. A lot of stuff going on. I took a drive down to Thibodaux for Amanda Shaw's Bayou Relief Tour and did a video with her that's posted on Facebook. And she's doing a really nice thing for the parish's hardest hit. We'll be talking more about that this week, and she's going to be back out again this weekend. And we'll talk to her Friday about that, but she was at Assumption Parish Saturday and Lafourche Parish yesterday. And I went down and visited with her and did a video how she's helping people, offering free meals. And I met the people with D&D Catering down in Thibodaux, and they were really happy to help out and be part of the whole event. A children's hospital is there offering advice. So it's helping people who need advice with their damaged property and their damaged souls. You know, they will help out with, they've got somebody to help out with legal stuff and questions that you have about your insurance, about everything that's going on with you. And there's free food. And there's Amanda Shaw and the cute guys free. By the way, that's the name of her band. I don't think they're cute. I just want to set the record straight on this. That's the name of her band. Anyway, she's doing this in different parishes. And St. Tammany and Jefferson are still to come. And so we'll be announcing that later in the week. I want to say hi to Andrew and everybody that I met down there. It was great going down to Thibodaux. I noticed a lot of stuff on Louisiana Highway 1 between Raceland and Thibodaux. A lot of stuff needs to be picked up. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. If I can do anything to help out, I'm going to help out. Because there's a lot of construction stuff from homes that were destroyed and damaged. There's twigs and trees and, I mean, all kinds of stuff that still needs to be picked up. I did not expect to see that much stuff still on the curbs. So I just want all of you to know that we haven't forgotten about you. And I'm going to do what I can to make sure that you know that nobody has forgotten about you. And if they have forgotten about you, we're going to make sure that they don't forget about you anymore. So anyway, we'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. Let's see, what else? Went to James Taylor and Jackson Browne Saturday night at the Smoothie King Center. And it was a great show. Really, it blew me away. I wrote a review. It's a blog review of James Taylor, Jackson Browne. It is posted on our website at WWL.com. If you were there, I would invite you to read it, and let's see if you agree with me. I'll post that on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page a little bit later. I may talk about that on the YouTube channel later as well. And we're also going to talk about that in the 3 o'clock hour. Plus, I was going with the anticipation that I would like Jackson Browne more than James Taylor, and that did not prove to be the case. Jackson Browne... You know, I mean, honestly, I think he left a little bit to be desired from my standpoint. And he didn't play a couple of songs that I wanted him to play. Not that that's the reason to like or dislike somebody. But James Taylor just blew me away. I'm serious. I mean, his music is soft. It was reflective of the times. These were big. James Taylor had big, big hits in the 70s. And he was just such a likable, personable person and drew the crowd in, and he was positive and just optimistic about life and just fun, had a great sense of humor. Anyway, the blog is on the website at WWL.com, and we will be talking about that in the 3 o'clock hour. So if you were there, I would love to get your review of the concert. And then yesterday, driving back from Thibodeau, Rob Schulte, the Top Cats, texted me and said that he and his wife Denise and a bunch of people were hanging out at the Blue Crab restaurant at West End, which is now, you know, my new neighborhood. So why don't you come over and join us? So I did, and the band The Glory Roads were playing, and so that was really cool. I mean, they do stuff from the 60s that not everybody does, and it was great to see those guys again. And I saw that Felix's was just packed, so yesterday along the lakefront and those places at the lakefront, they were packed. But really, Billy and a couple of other people that I do, I appreciate all of you listening to our show, and I'm always honored when people talk about how they listen to the show. Also, let's welcome Ian Hoke back from vacation. Ian, glad you're with us.
Glad.
And it's really cool that you know, I sent, well, some of you don't know this. I sent Ian a text while he was gone. And I said, Ian, please return with your girlfriend, because it doesn't look good these days to come back from a trip without your girlfriend.
I did make a swing through the Everglades on my way back okay. from New York, just you know, just to check all the boxes.
Yeah.
I heard that was a good place to go hide out. So
you had fun. You went to upstate New York.
Yeah. We went to, we flew into LaGuardia and then drove up to Roxbury, New York, and spent a lot of time drinking tea, playing chess, watching bad movies. We went on several hikes. We explored
nice.
Several small towns. My girlfriend is very into antiques and small shops, so we did some antiquing, got some cool stuff. Yeah, all in all, it was a really Good. Relaxing 5 days, bookended by 2 days of just complete chaos that just made you want to tear your hair out. Southwest Airlines is so lucky that I was going on vacation instead of coming back from it, because if what happened to me yesterday happened to me on a day when I was going to be on the air with you the next day, I'd have some very choice words for Southwest Airlines. I'm sure you talked about that while I was gone. But my flight to New York was one of the 2,000 flights that Southwest Airlines canceled quite suddenly last Saturday. So we got all the way onto the plane. We flew to Dallas, got onto the plane in Dallas, sat on the plane on the runway for about 45 minutes before they said, you know, we can't take off. There's a crew issue. So then we thought, okay, we get back out into the gate area and, you know, like 15 other flights have been canceled. And Dallas Love Field is not a big airport. So that's about half the flights
right.
that were flying out for Southwest that day. And so they said, you know, just go and get in line and they'll take care of you. And I'm like, there's 800 people already in line who are going to Pensacola and Tampa and other places that are now not going there. And they're in line in front of me. So then Southwest texts me and they say, hey, we've rescheduled you on a flight that leaves tomorrow morning and goes to LaGuardia. But it sent my girlfriend on a different flight. So now she gets to LaGuardia at like 10 p.m. on Sunday. I get there at like 1 p.m. We said, there's no way this is going to work. Also, why would we believe you that we're going to be able to get on that flight anyway? You just canceled 1,000 flights today. Why wouldn't you cancel 1,000 flights tomorrow? It takes longer than 24 hours to untangle a mess like
right.
that. So anyway, I didn't mean to quite go off on this rant about Southwest Airlines. It worked out in the end. We bought a brand new ticket on a different airline, got to New York about 36 hours later than we were supposed to. But man, after that, it was just cider and fireside snuggles and bad movies and beautiful foliage. And we had a great time.
That's great.
Strong recommend.
That is really right. And I know that's the kind of stuff that you guys love to do.
Yeah. Yeah. We like to get out. We like to see the world. Yeah. Antique. Stuff, watch bad movies.
And I was thinking about the foliage, though. I was thinking about this time of year being in upstate New York.
Great.
It's just, it's so beautiful.
Yeah, man, it was powerful. We were a little bit worried because getting out of the city, it was all still really green. And we thought, oh, are we too early? But then by the time you actually get out into the Catskills, it was just.
And being from Colorado, you know that the change is mostly yellow. I mean, there's some variance in there, but it's mostly yellow in the Rockies.
Exactly right.
But when you go to like the Northeast like that, man, see the deep reds and oranges and yellows.
Yes.
And
Saw some kick-ass waterfalls, went on some really nice hikes. Yeah, I feel renewed and revigorated.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
And you can take over the text messages. I was doing the text last week.
How
in,
was
in your
it?
Absence. Well, it's fine, but you know, you can take over that again.
I'm happy to do that.
All right, by the way, we've got to say something about New Orleans City Council member Jerry Brissett. First of all, I feel badly for anybody who has a drinking problem, and I'm assuming that he has a problem. You know, recently he was involved in a car accident, I believe, involving a city car. and the deal was, and DWI, and the deal was, you go to counseling, you go to classes, whatever, and we'll make a deal with you. So he said he would. He said he would never drink again. Then he's found passed out, I believe, at a convenience store on Elysian Fields. First of all, in this day and age, just sitting in your car at a convenience store in many areas of the city ain't a very smart thing to do. And he's apparently passed out. Now, as of this morning, he was still in jail. And I believe he's running for councilman at large. So, you know, really, you can't do that. But then again, there are people with drinking problems that can't say no. And they promise they're not going to drink again, and they do. So look, while I don't excuse what he did, I feel badly for somebody who cannot control that. And some of you who have been through that, and some of you who have corrected that aspect of your lives, man, I you know how he feels. But, you know, you can't do this. And especially if you're a city council member, especially if you're a public figure, you cannot get caught doing this stuff. And speaking of getting caught, LSU coach Ed Orgeron is out at the end of this season. He got $21 million. So, you know, don't feel sorry for him. But, I mean, this is an embarrassment to him. He got kicked out. His record wasn't that great. You know, I did predict that they were going to beat Florida. I predicted Kentucky would beat LSU, and they did. And I went against a lot of experts and said, I really have a feeling LSU is going to beat Florida, so take LSU in the points. So I hope you listen to that. I'll give my prediction next week for LSU coming up. So Ed Orgeron is out. Apparently had a lot to do with his lifestyle, his girlfriends, and things like that. Some people just don't get it. And some people get overtaken by power and celebrity status. And, you know, you could have celebrity status within your industry, whatever industry you're in. You don't have to be like, you know, in broadcasting or the media or the public spotlight or anything like that. You could be a celebrity within your own world, and you're making a lot of money and you're doing really well, and maybe you lose focus. But, you know, you can't do that. And in many cases, you're not going to get away with it. And Coach O didn't get away with it. And even though he's staying till the end of the season, this is an embarrassment. It's an embarrassment for him because this is a job that he wanted. This is a job he was so happy to have, this job, and he blew it. And, you know, many of us can think of times in our careers when we kind of blew it. You know, we got distracted. And then we learned from that and bounce back. So let's hope he does learn from that. But here's a song that I thought we would dedicate to not only New Orleans council member Jared Brossette. Let's dedicate this song to him, but let's also dedicate this song to Coach O, because this pretty much explains it for both of them. And let's hope that both of them learn the lessons that can be learned from this. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. It is a manic Monday, October the 18th. Just another beautiful, beautiful day. And I, you know, the whole lakefront area was really packed this weekend. And I know that parks and places were really crowded because people did get out. If you want to join us with a comment on this manic Monday about anything we're talking about, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. That's 504-260-1870. We'll be back on WWL.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And since Jackson Brown didn't play this song Saturday night, I thought I would I'd play it for you. It's one of my favorites. I mean, where does he get the ego to go on stage and not play somebody's baby? Really, really disappointed. One of the best songs ever. We'll be talking about the Jackson Brown James Taylor concert in the 3 o'clock hour. And if you were there, I would love to hear your critique of the show. And again, I was absolutely mesmerized by James Taylor. And it was his personality. It was his positive attitude. And it was the stories that he told leading into the music. And I wrote about this in the blog that's posted on our website, WWL.com, a review of the show. And I talk about how the lyrics must mean more to him now than when he first wrote the lyrics. We'll talk more about this in the 3 o'clock hour. And also, I'd love to talk to you about bands or artists that you went to go see. You know, you liked them and you thought they were okay, but they actually blew you away when you got there. You were totally astounded at how much you enjoyed it. Or maybe there was an opening act that you didn't know anything about and you would really love it. So we'll talk about that a little bit later. Last-minute deal reached on Saturday, so apparently there's not going to be a strike of the film and television crews. And this involves like 60,000 behind-the-scenes workers, a lot of people here in Hollywood South working behind the scenes. So it looks as if the strike has been averted, so that is really good news. Okay, let's go to Ian Hoke, our senior studio producer, who is back with us. I want to thank Sean Ross for sitting in and doing a great job. And Ian's got some text messages.
Here's a text that says, Scoot, what's sad about Brissett is that he got drunk at a Zulu function, and all of his brothers know his situation, and no one thought to take his keys and get him a ride home.
Yeah, and as much as you want to criticize people who were there for that, think about how many times you've done that. And think about how we all do that. You know, we see people around us, our friends, and they've been drinking, and they're going to drive home. And we let them drive home. So don't act like that doesn't happen to everybody.
I would also submit, I've seen it happen before, too, where a person that's been drinking, maybe had too much to drink, will just leave.
Yes,
they don't announce to the room like, "Hey guys, I'm gonna get behind the wheel and drive myself." No, they just disappear. They kind of Irish goodbye, and if there's not somebody looking out for them, you can't really blame the people that they were with for
the
fact that they left. Here's this text that says, "The first DWI can be a mistake, but the second one proves that you have a drinking problem."
You know, I think there are a lot of people who have gotten more than one DWI, and they're not alcoholics. They're just, you know, last week we talked about the number of people who binge drink, you know, and it's and the number of adults who binge drink. And it's I think it was 1 in 6 adults admit that they binge drink, like, I don't know, once a week or something.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I wouldn't be so quick to say that a second DWI is an alcoholic or is a sign of, it might be a sign of alcoholism, but I don't know that that's a guarantee that you're an alcoholic, because some people just get drunk and do stupid things.
I agree. I don't know if it's a straight line from your second DWI to having a, you know, all caps drinking problem.
Right.
I think you're just not smart.
You got a problem.
May not be a drinking problem, but you might also just be a dumbass. Here's a text that says, Scoot, go to the Crown Point Lafitte area, and you will see block after block of debris and discarded shrubbery. Some of the area is coming back, but a lot of it is third world. It's not just contained to the Thibodeau area. I was down there for a few hours on Saturday, and I couldn't stop coughing from the debris, the rotten garbage smell, and the sheetrock powder hanging in the air. Yikes.
Yeah, I you know what, in talking about the drive that I took down to Thibodeau over the weekend and driving especially Louisiana Highway 1 from Raceland, mainly from Raceland to Thibodeau, I wasn't suggesting that that's the only area that's hard hit. It just was a reminder that there are a lot of areas that are really hard hit. We're going to talk to President of Lafourche Parish, Andy Chasson, coming up at about 2:10 this afternoon. And I'm going to see what needs to be done to help get that going. I saw energy trucks on the road. I saw a Spectrum truck, and I saw an AT&T truck. So there are people still working to restore things. I saw some poles down. It seems like electricity is back. At the Thibodeau Family Church Center, there was electricity back, and a lot of the stores had, you know, had power. But I guess there's still a lot of things that they're working on down there. But yes, that is representative of a much bigger problem.
I'll give you one more here. This just came in. It says, regarding Jared Brissett, it only counts if you get quote-unquote caught. So he – these got out of order. You know how they do that sometimes. Actually, I think there's just something missing here. Oh, it only counts if he gets caught. We don't know how often he does this.
That's absolutely true.
That's true.
And, you know, look, I've admitted that, you know, back in the 80s especially, man, I drank and drove, even in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do that anymore. I mean, I don't take the chance. We're going to talk about that we can start talking about that now as well. Do you have a limit? And what's your limit? And do you ever go out and you're with friends, or do you ever go out and party and you don't drink because you're driving? I mean, with Uber and Lyft as accessible as they are, with cabs still all over the streets, there's really no reason for anybody to drink and drive. Except that you do get to that point where I guess you think you can do it, and you've done it before. In fact, that's an indication. It's probably an indication that somebody like Jared Brissett, he probably does it all the time, and that's why he thought nothing about doing it this next time. And since I admit that I have, in the past, been drinking excessively and driving, lucky to be, you know, if somebody gets a DWI, I've had friends that get DWIs. I don't bawl them out. I don't call them out. They just got caught. And I'm lucky that I didn't get caught, because I could have gotten caught too. So, you know, just be wise, because it can really screw up your life. Fortunately, nothing ever happened to me. But that just means that I was lucky. It doesn't mean that I was not guilty of doing what other people have done, like Jared Brissett. And I drank and drove more than once. And I'm sure many of you have as well. And so, you know, we just really have to be aware of that, because this is something that can really mess up your life. I mean, even if you're just an average citizen, this can mess up your life, and it's going to cost a lot of money too. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. And let's see. Also, you can send me an email, scoot@wwl.com. I'll be checking in with some of those. Have you ever tried to take keys away from somebody? There was a friend of yours that wanted to drive home. And how did that go? Do you get a good reception when you tell somebody, hey, listen, I don't want you to drive home? Or do they fight you? I think it would be good to have this conversation, because there are a lot of adults. We're not just talking about, you know, 21-year-olds, teenagers. There are a lot of adults, a lot of baby boomers drinking and driving. And it's good to have this conversation, because it makes us think more about the decisions that we make and the things that we do. And, you know, you don't really want to tell a friend, I don't think you should drive home. You don't really want to say to somebody, you know, no, I'm not going to let you drive home. You don't want to do that. But maybe sometimes we should. Let's go to the Bywater. Gregory, you're on WWL. Hey, Gregory.
Hey, Scoot. Number one, anybody that's lived in this city for 50 years knows who you are. But I just want to say, welcome back, Ian Hoke, to the show. You guys, and even hey, listen. Listen, that guy you had last week, it was named Sean or whatever.
Sean Ross, yeah.
He was terrific.
Yeah, he did a good job.
He was terrific, man. I'm just saying, I mean, it's something about the chemistry between you and Ian. It just vibes. Yeah. I mean, I got so much to say about the James Taylor concert. And you, like, weeks before the concert, you were like, I'm really looking forward to Jackson Brown, not too much James Taylor. Now here you are, blown away by James Taylor.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I felt the same way. I'm glad you're so honest. You know, that's why we've been listening to you for 50 years. God, I'm showing my age. Anyway.
That's all right.
Welcome back, Ian. There's so much crazy stuff. For the 1 weekend for the Saints not to play, there was so much good football in college and in the pros.
Yeah, there
this
was.
Weekend. I was blown away. I mean, I mean, to the very last game, Sunday Night Football even got to the overtime thingy. Pittsburgh, golly. But I could go on and on. It's just wonderful, you know, having Ian back in the family.
Well, Gregory,
you know, I was talking to Ian earlier about upstate New York. Scoot, stop being single. There's some good girls in upstate New York. And that, and the other producer, I think he said he met his wife in Rochester. And that's where I spent a lot of time. I chased a girl to the Finger Lakes region at one time in the mid-90s. No.
Actually, Sean said that he met his wife, I think, at Parlay's,
but she's from
Rochester. Yeah, she's from Rochester.
Same scenario, Scooter.
All right,
your show is just like, it's just like a big circle.
All right,
anyway,
Gregory.
I'm glad he's back. The show's great.
Thanks.
And there's a lot of other things I want to talk about, but I can't. So
all right, I appreciate the call. All right, let's go to Johnny, who's in at least for another day. Chili Gentilly. Hey, Johnny.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good.
Great. Before I get started, I want to know if you heard anything yet about those Hubig pies.
No, tell me, what did I miss about the Hubig pies?
When they going to hit the shelf?
Oh, when are they going to? Hell, I don't know.
When?
Not soon enough, right?
Nobody knows.
Not soon enough.
Let me comment about the DUI, DWI situation.
Okay.
It's a very simple problem to solve. I'm telling you this. You can't stop people from drinking, okay? So we can forget about that.
Right.
But you can stop them from driving drunk. The solution to that is you catch them driving drunk. If it's the second offense, the car that they're driving will be crushed. You just crush the vehicle. Whoa. Don't suspend the license. Don't take away that, because that doesn't stop a person from driving. You seize that car, you crush it. Now, if the car belongs to a bank or a credit union, it goes back to them, and they can't give it back to the consumer, okay? Or if the car is a rental car, it goes back to the rental car place. And then a penalty for you would be $10,000, right? So either crush the car or $10,000 fine. And that will put a stop to all of that. Crush the vehicle.
And, Johnny, what you're saying is, you know, you're talking about making the consequences for drinking and driving even stricter than they are right now, because obviously the consequences are not enough to convince some people not to do it.
Absolutely, because you're not taking a vehicle. You're only suspending the license. You've got to take the vehicle away from the person because they're going to continue to drive. And if they borrow somebody's car and they kill somebody out there, then the person you borrowed the car from, if they want to get their car back, report it stolen.
Yep.
I guarantee you, you won't even loan your car to somebody that drinks. That will come to an end, because if I know anybody that does a lot of drinking, they're not going to borrow my vehicle. Because I know it's going to get crushed.
Johnny,
I put a stop to it.
Yeah, I appreciate the call. And look, and I think we can all do a better job of watching out for our friends, because the point was made that if Jerry Brissett's friends at the Zulu function, if they had, you know, maybe been paying attention, maybe they wouldn't have let him drive home. I mean, to pass out before you even get home, you're pretty damn drunk. And so maybe we can do a better job of helping each other. I mean, because sometimes you get drunk, and you're not going to make a good decision at that point. So maybe we should do a better job of looking out for each other. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. A lot of calls to get to, so if you're on hold, hang on. We are coming right back with more. But, yeah, sometimes people just drink and drive. I think there's some country song that I'm too drunk to drive drunk or something like that. We have to look for that one. I'm too drunk to drive drunk. I'm Scoot. All right, if you're on hold, hang on. We're coming back on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, a little song we're dedicating to Coach O here. All right, so look, he's a coach. He's a famous coach. He's got a lot of perks. He's got a lot of money. He was a famous coach, and he was rich. And now he's just going to be rich, which is still, I guess, pretty cool. Sometimes that's all it takes to get some women. Not all women do that, but a lot of women just go for men with money. But I never thought of Coach O as kind of the romantic type, you know? Hey, I really love you, man. Love the way you wear your hair. Oh, you make me so crazy. You turn me on. Whisper in my ear. Oh, that feels so good, baby. I never pictured Coach O the romantic type. Hey, your hair smells good.
Your hair smells good?
Well, I think that's a Biden thing, isn't it? Didn't Biden do that? Didn't Biden like
I think that was
smell?
His granddaughter, if I'm
maybe okay,
correct.
All right.
But look, I don't know, maybe Coach O would say something like more like a football related. Let's see if this is going to be so bad. Is it like a... Burp, burp. Oh, I can't even do it. It's so dumb. I need practice if I'm going to do this. Burp, burp, burp. That was good. That's better.
Did you fall from heaven?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Did they put you on injured reserve when you fell from heaven?
Hey, do you know karate? Because you're kicking hot. Because you're sure kicking. Yeah.
Oh my God! All right.
I know, really, but no, you can't bring your girlfriend to practice. And so, you know, look, this says a lot about LSU. And you know, some of this may actually go back to the sexual harassment stuff at LSU. But apparently, Coach O was not living a lifestyle congruent with the standards of LSU. And I guess there's a way to lead that kind of lifestyle if you do it privately, but you can't do it out in public. And if you're somebody like Coach O, if you're somebody like Urban Meyer, who recently, you know, got busted with a girl grinding on his lap and his hands were under her tushy in a bar. I mean, don't these people know that at any moment somebody could be recording you? I mean, that's just the world that we live in today. All right, let's go to Kenner and Harry. You're on WWL. Hey, Harry.
Hey, Scoot. First time caller, long time listener.
First time caller, man. It's Monday. We're giving you the treatment, baby. Monday, October 18th, Harry finally, after all these years, decided to pick up the phone and call us. Thank you for being an FTC, Harry.
Absolutely. Well, I had to call you on this one. I really don't have an opinion on how to stop people from drinking and driving. Like your previous caller said, I really don't think you can, but I do have a story. Back in the late 90s, we were at a Metairie parade when the Metairie parades were really popular and all the kids used to go to them and whatnot. And a friend of mine, which I'm not going to mention his name on air, was drinking quite heavily. I remember seeing him with a big, large daiquiri in his hand throughout the day. The night parade comes and I went to go take his keys from him. He literally ran away from me. I remember him running down the neutral ground like it was yesterday.
Really?
So that night, he took off and ran. He thought it was funny at the time. Like yourself, I'm a graduate of East Jefferson, so you might know the area of which I'm speaking. So on his way home from the parade, he was on West Metairie. You know where they had that little well, it's not a little, but it's almost like an S curve on West Metairie, right by they have a convenience store right there.
Yes.
He ran into one of those houses right there on the S curve.
Wow.
That's my story, man. I heard you talking about it and asking if anyone ever had any stories about people not wanting to give up the keys, and I had to call and tell you about that one. But I appreciate you taking my call. I'm gonna hang up and listen to the rest of the story, Steve.
I appreciate it, Harry. Thank you. And I mean, look, that's a great example of what we're doing here. I mean, the more we talk about this, the easier it is going to be to talk about it. The more we talk about it here, the easier it is going to be to talk about it with our friends and people we know. The easier it's going to be for us to take advice from our friends. And when council member Jared Brissett was arrested over the weekend, DWI, passed out in his car at a convenience store on Elysian Fields, not long after he crashed a city-owned car, promising, making a deal that he would, you know. And you look, you might not be able to make a deal. He was able to make a deal. And the deal was he's not going to drink anymore, which, you know, that's an unrealistic notion for a lot of people. But he also was going to get counseling. Well, something didn't work. because he was drinking again. And maybe it happens a lot. So maybe he does really seriously have a problem. And for that, we should be empathetic. But let's hope he gets let's hope he gets help for that. But you can't, you know, man, these people who have like four or five DWIs, why are they ever allowed to get behind the wheel of a car again? And maybe they're not supposed to, but I mean, you hear these stories and it's crazy. Man, a lot of people make mistakes, but if you make a mistake and get a DWI, there's no excuse to get a second. You just have to be strong enough to say no. And it's not that difficult. You know, when I live downtown, I'm walking everywhere, so I could drink. Sometimes I would need a designated walker. But other than that, I'm getting where I need to go. Sometimes I get hit by a motorcycle. You know, big deal. I mean, I'm okay. So, I make it. But now, living at West End, I drove over the weekend and had a couple of drinks. No, I'm sorry. I went out. I would have had a couple of drinks, but I didn't. I have soda water and lemon. Now, it looks like a drink. I don't know. You know, somebody may post that on Facebook somewhere. See, Scoot's drinking. No, it's soda and lemon. I don't care if they put it in a cocktail glass. Makes me feel like I'm one of the boys. But it's not that I'm this great, wonderful person. It's just that, you know, I mean, there are times that I would love to have a glass of wine, but if I'm driving, I'm not going to take the chance. It's not worth it. So I hope everything is cool with you. And we just maybe need to do a better job of just staying away from all of that, because it's so easy to do it. It's so easy to think how many times you've done it, how many times you've gotten away with it. And so what's the big deal? We'll just do it one more time. Yeah, let's dedicate this song to Councilmember Jared Brissett. I mean, he needs to hear the song. And hopefully he can turn things around. I'm Scoot on the Air. This is WWL. All right, for those of you who don't love trash, if you're in one of the parishes that was really hard hit, and I'm talking specifically now about, among others, Lafourche Parish, which I saw firsthand this past weekend, we're going to try and figure out what we need to do to make sure that that is being focused on.
Here's a text message that says, "So, Coach O wins a national championship, divorces his longtime wife, gets a younger girlfriend, and then sucks here after that, resulting in his firing. What's the lesson here? I do believe karma is involved."
Okay, let's do this. Let's pull out the song, "What Have You Done For Me Lately" by Janet Jackson, because I think that's pretty much what this is about. You know, well, look, there are certain things that don't go along with a university, the image of a university's coach. And apparently Coach O was doing things out of line with LSU's standards for a coach. And it wasn't just the loss. I mean, apparently they decided this after the loss to Kentucky, which, by the way, I predicted. And they made the announcement that he's leaving at the end of the year, will no longer be the coach after a big upset win over Florida, which I predicted. So I've got my big prediction ready for next week. Hang on for that. I know you gamblers are going to want to know that. Anyway, I mean, apparently there was a lot going on there. I don't think we know everything, but as time goes on, we'll learn more. So we'll talk to Lafourche Parish President Andy Chasson coming up right after the news at 2 o'clock, and we'll get back to more of your calls. I'm Scoot. It's Monday on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.